From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Myanmar pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi joined millions of her fellow countrymen to vote today in an election that could bring her National League for Democracy party to power. VOA's Steve Herman is at the polling station where Aung San Suu Kyi voted.
The question is not whether the NLD is able to be the largest vote getter among the 90 or more parties that are contesting in this parliamentary election. The question is whether they can capture two-thirds of the parliamentary seats to overcome this distinct advantage that the military and the government have, because a fifth of these seats are reserved for them. So they need this two-thirds and majority to really get through parliament what they want, and more critically, be able to select who will be the next president of Myanmar.
That's VOA's Steve Herman reporting. Despite increasing indications that a bomb destroyed a Russian passenger airliner last week high over the Sinai Peninsula, the head of Egypt's investigative team says no definitive conclusions have been reached. All 224 passengers and crew aboard the jet died. Foreign intelligence reports first raised the theory that a bomb exploded aboard the jet based on overheard chatter by known terrorists shortly after the crash. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 23 people were killed Saturday in suspected Russian airstrikes on a rebel-held town outside of Damascus. Russia, which is along with Syria's government and a U.S.-led coalition, were all carrying out bombing raids in the area. And Pope Francis says the leaking of sensitive Vatican documents is a crime and a deplorable act that will not stop him from moving forward with religious reforms. This is VOA News.